on maynard.com.au. Hey, you! Hi folks, Maynard here. The Mad Club, yes, the Mad Club, actually returns for one night to Kinsella's Middle Bar, January 30th. Why? We're not quite sure. You following me, camera guy? We'll play the stuff that no one else does. Betty Boo, Wham, Yaz. We've got the Spice Girls at the back. We've got Kylie. We've got Bananarama. It's a club where Right Said Fred go to die. And you will too. No, that's all right. The Mad Club, January 30th at Middle Bar Kinsella's. It sells itself. The Mad Club, a shameless supporter of FBI Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Maynard's Malay Special Mad Club Edition. Well, the Mad Club was a club that was around in 1740 in the early days of the settlement of the Tasman Strait. No, it's actually a club that was around at King's Cross between about 87 and the mid-90s, where we'd have a food fight and we'd just play some records while we're doing it. This time round, we've been told not to throw food because Kinsella's would get very upset. So to make them upset, I've got Jeff the shopkeeper with me to help me out. Jeff, how are you?
I'm very well, mate. And my favourite bit was the end of the night when you used to get the fire extinguisher hose out and hose everybody down. You can't do that either.
Yeah, they had a high-pressure hose, and I'd do a version of New York, New York, and get hit on the head with watermelons and various fruit and pull baked beans out of my pants and throw them at the audience. We won't be doing that this time.
And I do remember people used to wear very nice suits at first to the Mad Club, and once they got squirted once or twice, they never ever wore them again.
Mm. Yeah, the dress code was basically raincoat.
Basically.
yes, well, there won't be any of that this time around. It'll be basically a musical shenanigans we'll be getting up to, and Jeff and I thought we might look into some of the songs that we'll be playing this time around, and were classic Mad Club tracks. Now, Jeff, of course, was the underbubbler DJ, which is code for...
would get people in the mood, you know. I used to play things like John Paul Young, Lovers in the Air, and Standing in the Rain, and Tina Charles, and things like that. We've been just discussing the music that we used to play. A lot of it because basically the records are worn out. We're never ever going to play it again. Is that right?
That's pretty much right. There'll be a bit of that, but we'll be looking at music that was big at the time we were actually doing it.
And also, these days you can't get styluses anymore, so there's no way you can play vinyl anymore because you can't get the needles. They've gone.
Yeah, the only person in Sydney who's actually got needles is Pee Wee Ferris, I think.
I think so, and the needle exchange in King's Cross.
Yeah, and we'd like to play music that was big at the time that you don't hear as much anymore, which brings us to the subject of this podcast, Right Said Fred. I think perhaps the greatest musical act this planet has ever seen, without a doubt.
And what a shame in Australia they only ever had one hit, because in London they had numerous albums out. Didn't they have about six albums or something like that?
Yes, it is actually a travesty of 21st century modern culture that Right Said Fred are not realised for more than just the song I'm Too Sexy. But let's just take that song on its own. Its message, even though simplistic, reveals an inner truth within every single person. I mean, really, who isn't too sexy for their cat?
Exactly, that's the question I'd like to ask as well. And, you know, with that song, it's very international. I've seen it pop up in movies, so it must have been a big hit worldwide.
Well, of course, there was a few different language versions. There was an Italian version of it. But my history with it started at the 1990 Edinburgh Festival. I checked into my hotel room and just happened to turn on the clock radio, and here was the stupidest song I'd ever heard, and I actually filmed the radio. You know, when you're a kid in our generation, you'd tape stuff off the radio with the cassette. I filmed the radio because I wanted an audio recording of that. And then that week it came out on MTV and everything. And I just thought, this is the stupidest song I've ever heard. Bought the 7-inch single, took it back and played it on Triple J Breakfast. Everyone thought the same thing. And I think that and Dennis Leary's Arsehole and the Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra are the three things I've brought to Australia that I'm quite proud of. Even though the middle guitar solo sounds suspiciously like Jimi Hendrix's Third Rock from the Sun... released on their own label, Tug, because they couldn't get arrested trying to sell this song. It sounds like a hit, doesn't it?
And good story. We actually met them.
We did indeed. Now, of course, we must mention that Right Said Fred got their name from a 60s band, The Frame, who had a song, and it went, Right Said Fred, everybody up there.
Right Said Fred, both of us together, one each end and steady as we go.
He had Richard Fairbrass and Fred Fairbrass. I think it was Richard, was the famous bisexual, and they had the launch at Circular Quay, which you were at, Jeff.
The Paragon Hotel, yes, on a Thursday night. I do remember that.
And because I'd been in contact with the band, interviewed and everything, Richard said, look, you know, take me to the best gay club in town. So I took him to Midnight Shift, and let's just say he was very popular there as well.
But I do remember when they did the launch, there was a line out the door. So many people went to see them. They were signing autographs for hours.
And the funny thing was, the whole song's a piss take on people who, really beautiful people who think they're too good for everybody, and the people who were at the Paragon that night, there was a lot of them that did seem a little bit exactly who the song was written about. Let's just say no one had their cat with them. Well, look, so this is the kind of song, you know, basically, maybe you've heard it, maybe you never want to hear this song again. Well, I suggest you don't come to the Mad Club, because this is the sort of stuff we will be playing. We're playing songs that we consider wrong, the ones that have slipped through the crack of pop history a little bit, but still enough to keep your foot a-tapping.
Exactly. And you know what I'd like to see at the Mad Club reunion? People that have slipped through the crack just once out of rehab, just so we could see them again, what they look like 20 years later. Because I think they'll be shocked by what we look like 20 years later.
Well, I've still got my hair, but that's about it.
I'm glad you have.
I'm very keen to play a bit of On the Bible. Play a bit of Kylie. I know everyone's heard a bit of Kylie. And when we say Madonna, we're not going to play, you know, anything new by Madonna. Jeff, what's your Madonna song you want to play?
I'm going to be playing Deeper and Deeper because it still sounds good today.
If I thought I could get away playing Hanky Panky, I would. But all advice is that I could probably be asked never to come back to Kinsella's again. And that's another thing, too. I've been warned by the Kinsella's management not to carry on like we used to. In fact, in the very words of the owner, when I showed him a DVD of what we used to do at the Mad Club in the old days, which is available on YouTube, you can have a look at Tony Push running around with a box on his head on fire. He was one of my assistants, which we can't find. In fact, if you know where Tony Push, a.k.a. Mark O'Brien, is, where in the world is Tony Push is what we're playing, and we've established a Push watch. So if you have seen him anywhere from Newtown to, you know, Ibiza, let us know.
Or Kalgoorlie even, I'm not sure. When was the last time you saw him, Maynard?
About 5 years ago. Okay. 5 years ago. And I was talking on the phone, so it could have actually been a computer facsimile I was talking to. A bit more history about I'm Too Sexy. Now, of course, Gut Records was the label it was released on. And in the middle, you'll hear the vocal where there's a bit of a bass sting. Gut, name of the record label. And, of course, they made so much money, they were able to establish a record label for other artists. I think Alison Moyet is released on Tug Records now, and I think Jimmy Somerville has had some releases on that label. OK, Jeff, now what's one of your underbubblers you want to pick for us, just to give us a bit of a sting?
Look, I'm thinking there's quite a few to choose from, Maynard. I don't know whether I really want to go back to that era that we played, you know, because we played songs to death, really. We heard them for, like, every week for 5 years. I could go back to my Metropolis DJing days and dig out Sing Hallelujah. I could dig out Passion by Gat Decor. I'm not sure I want to do that. I could do Madonna, Express Yourself.
Well, basically, you've got 2 hours between 9 and 11 to do your bit. I'm doing my bit between 11 and 1. Now, it's half-price admission for people wearing a Snuggie. And because practically no one will do that, it is half-price admission before 10 o'clock, which means you get the first hour of Jeff, or you can come in, get stamped, hear one of his songs, leave, and then come back for mine, and then leave again.
And when does all this happen, Maynard?
This will be happening on Saturday the 30th of January at Kinsella's at Middlebar.
Why?
We haven't figured that out yet. It's one of these things that, you know, life has to be lived forwards but can only be understood in reverse. I think this is going to be one of these events, the Mad Club reunion.
I always like to go back in time occasionally to remind myself why I don't live there anymore.
Well, it's the kind of thing like, you know, you could spend a lot of money on therapy looking at what you got up to in the 90s and why you regret it. Or you could just, you know, 15, 20 bucks at a night out at Kinsella's Middle Bar on the 30th and there is a year of therapy there. You'll never want to visit the 90s again.
Favourite Mad Club story? Have you got one, Maynard? Because I have. I've just thought of a doozy.
There's so many. There's all the celebrities that turned up. There was, of course, Boy George on heroin that night. That was pretty cool. He didn't say a lot.
Two favourites. When Weird Al Yankovic was doing the Rock Lobster on the dance floor on his back spinning around with his legs in the air. That was hilarious.
There was the night the Village People turned up and we were taking the piss out of YMCA and doing it on stage. And the next thing you know, we've got the construction work and the Indian next to us doing it with us.
And just a crowd story, I remember some gay boy was doing Amel near the toilets and the bouncer was there and he grabbed it and not knowing what it was, he threw the bottle on the floor near the booth where we were DJing and the whole place smelt of Amel. It was a good night.
Yeah, they don't codename it Aroma for nothing, Jeff. Look, I think we should do a giveaway because basically the Mad Club is the nightclub version of the ShamWow.
I agree. And just as annoying.
It's probably just more of a flat-out sham. It's probably more what's going on here. But look, we'd like to give away a couple of double passes to people to come and see the Mad Club. And the first four people who email me at maynard@maynard.com.au, that's maynard@maynard.com.au, with your favourite Mad Club story or suggestion for a song that should go in our playlist. And that doesn't mean we'll play it, but we're interested in knowing what you think, because if we reject it out of hand, at least you'll have done some work before we can reject it.
And dig back into your memory banks. Don't just come up with groups in the heart and stuff that you've heard 100,000 times. Mm. It's got to be something a bit more obscure and something a bit more fun, or something that you remember from when you were 15.
And look, we are accepting S Club 7 and the Venga Boys.
Yeah, and Jellyhead Crush, yes. Well, what about Cheryl Lee Ralph in the Evening? Are we playing that?
We'll certainly be playing Right Said Fred, the greatest song ever written and performed by man.
I'm too sexy for my shirt, too sexy for my shirt, so sexy it hurts. And I'm too sexy for Milan, too sexy for Milan, New York and Japan. For your party, no way I'm disco dancing. I'm a model, you know what I mean, and I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk, on the catwalk. Yeah, I do my little turn on the catwalk. By far, and I'm too sexy for my hat, too sexy for my hat. What you think about that? I'm a model, you know what I mean, and I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk, on the catwalk. Yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk.
Maynard.com.au. Hey, you!